Well, thank you very much, Kevin. I just have a couple of questions I'd like to see if you could ask Mr. McDonald. One is, has any political person in Nevada, state, local, whatever, introduced the bills for the reconstruction of the voting process and voter ID and how we transmit, transport, and review the machines and the ballots and so on? So there's a lot of things there, but has anybody introduced that now, or is it just business as usual? And the other question I have is that I keep hearing all these Republicans say, well, we don't want to be a part of Trump, and he can't be this or that. Well, I don't think we should break up the Republican Party. I think we should divide it. Like, I'm white, right, level 7/4/8/10. I'm willing to define myself. So I think the people in the Republican Party could define themselves. But first, Kevin, I need to know, what the hell is it that you people don't like about my people? Because I can't redefine you like Mitt Romney and Santorum and all these other guys. And I guess Ms. Haley, I can't redefine you if I don't know who the hell you are or what you don't like about me. So man it up or woman it up and tell me, it's just my breath or my teeth or my education or what is that? And the third thing is there any Trump news, by God? Where's our local weekly meeting?
Hey, Will, he's keeping a low profile. I'm glad you called, and I thank you. I will tell you, there are bills to rein in the governor, to pull back on AB 4. There's also petitions that are out there. The state party has a petition out there to undo AB 4 and the ballot harvesting and the mail-in voting. Remember, though, who's in charge? The Democrats are in charge, and nothing's going to happen without their help or until we take back our state, simply put. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, is next on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, 5:31 on a Friday afternoon. I got to be straight with you here. It looks like the good old days. Pre-pandemic levels on area freeways. You're bumper-to-bumper, Interstate 15 northbound at Cactus, southbound 15 at Russell. It's a slow crawl. Reduced speeds into the Spaghetti Bowl. Interstate 515 westbound at Charleston, you're bumper to bumper through there. Eastbound at Las Vegas Boulevard, you'll touch the brakes, and there's some residual slowing in that flyover ramp. Also, 215 south at Wigwam, you'll pump the brakes there. And remember the road work, which is going to be taking place over the weekend. It's on St. Rose Parkway westbound. Lane's going to be unavailable. That's between the 215 and Las Vegas Boulevard.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by The Score, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. Exos will host a two-day pro day later this month, simulating an NFL combine setting. The company is training more than 130 NFL draft prospects in the offseason. The event will take place February 26th and 27th in Arizona, Texas, and Florida. With the state of Victoria in Australia under a five-day lockdown, the Australian Open continues without fans. An outbreak began at the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport last week. Cases are presumed to be the more contagious UK strain of coronavirus. The Raiders reportedly plan to release wide receiver Tyrell Williams at the start of the new league year in March. Williams missed last season because of a torn labrum in his shoulder that required surgery, and he is not fully recovered. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents and Doug.
Okay, class, let's bump it up to 9.
Come on, Limu, keep peddling. We gotta build our endurance to let more people know that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Pick up the pace, bird legs.
Hey, don't talk to Limu like that.
I'm not, I'm talking to you.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
Any credit card can offer cash back, but only Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like getting one of those birthday cards that's shaped like cash, so you already know there's cash inside before opening it. But in this case, It's stuffed with your first year cash back match, and you don't even have to send a thank you note. Cashback match. Only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover. Something brighter.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, Will brought up something before the break, which really is true, that we are powerless right now to a great degree. Because we lost the election, and when it comes to the president lost Nevada, and they put a lot of resources. Matt Schlapp was in. You've seen him on cable news. You had Rick Grinnell, I guess, that asked him to help out here in Nevada, and he was here for a couple of weeks. But yet, we never got a sniff of a court decision favoring the president. Did you notice that? And I had a chance to visit with a guy who is a pretty seasoned veteran. He is Michael McDonald, the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. And I was really pretty blunt earlier this afternoon. I mean, we lost everything. When did we actually go wrong? Listen to this.
Well, I think the one thing about it, if you look at it, and you know, Matt's a big fan of yours as well. Let me put that out. He thinks the world of you. You know, it's when you look at what took place. I think the attorneys, we had ours set here. You know, Brian Hardy represents the party we have. He was pushed aside. National came in here with kind of their own team, and their attorneys. I don't think they were familiar with the courts here on the process. And I think a lot of egos kind of, they pushed me aside, pushed everybody else aside, and decided they wanted to do it a certain way. They're not from Nevada. Well, maybe one of them was. But they did a horrible job in presenting. I think it was some mistakes actually were made, because it should have been done systematically. When you start talking about, we have proof that there was voter irregularities and voter, you know, there was some illegal laws that were broken on American Indian reservations that were being, you know, the paid votes. Yesterday they decided, and this is, I don't know how they're going to get around this one, in committee hearing yesterday, Joe Gloria's clerk, and I think Barbara Stagazzi's clerk, got up there and said, there was no voter fraud. Okay, well, clearly there is. If you don't have your hand on the polls, so that's something. This is about all Nevadans. This is not about Donald Trump. This is about Nevadans fixing the way business is done here, because Joe Gloria was inept in doing his business. He let the voter rolls stack up. He didn't clear the voter rolls. We have people that voted here that are illegal, that should not have been voting, should not have been giving a ballot. We have dead people that have voted. They said no dead people voted. That's a complete lie. So they're going before the legislature right now and lying, openly lying. And, you know, I think some of our legislators on the Republican side, and there's some Democrats that want the proof, and we're going to start putting forward through our attorneys to make sure it gets out right. You know, this is not going to be a political show. We have to fix the system. And I think when you look at it, we're doing it with our attorney, who's from Nevada. He's a Nevada man, and it's done the right way, not with egos, not people doing publicity shows, not people doing press conferences. This is about getting it through the courts the right way.
And let me just ask you, because this is important. I know a few weeks ago you came on the show and said you've got the documents, you've got the sworn affidavits, you've got all kinds of evidence. So have you been able to lay this off on Barb Zagapsky or somebody else or a county prosecutor, anybody that can do something about it?
Yeah, it is. We're working with the legislature because there was a hearing the other day that happened in committee. We'll work with some of our legislators that they're presenting the evidence, and we're also going to work through our attorney to present this correctly to the Secretary of State, and we're asking for an investigation through the Attorney General's office, each county prosecutor, so basically the district attorney for that respective county, to move forward with it, and then we intend to present the evidence to have it heard along with the affidavits, and we'll be able to move forward and at least have a hearing. You know, they did not kick our court case out here in Nevada. He never saw our evidence. So people say, oh, the evidence wasn't there. He never got to the evidence. It was ruled we had no standing. I mean, the stuff that was got in, it never went before him to say, oh, here's the evidence we have. This was done using the systems that it's available through public information. We didn't use law enforcement. We didn't have the powers of law enforcement investigating this, which begs, you know, there's stuff we've given to the FBI and asked them to investigate. That's the best of the best, so they'll be able to decipher like what took place in the American Indian reservations, whether people were getting offered on YouTube to pay for their votes, which is a felony, either accept or offer. It's a felony, and we have multiple times that was happening throughout the state on American Indian reservations. So there's blatant fraudulent right there. But this is about from Nevada Republicans, Nevada Democrats. This is about Nevada Independents, Nevada Libertarians. This is about Nevada people who live here. I was born and raised here. That's what this is about. So, you know, you have the people that like to write about stuff, and you have the water boy for the Democratic Party that makes fun of our show, because he definitely tracked it on when you and I were together last time, and he put it on his little blog paper. But this is about, you know, you can make fun of it all you want, but when the evidence gets to it, that's what it's about, you know. And the water boy's not going to be able to say this is what's wrong. This is legitimate through law enforcement. And also, we're going to put it on the website so your people can see it. Your readers, your listeners, everyone can hear it, Kev.
But at the end of the day, and again, Michael McDonald joining us, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. At the end of the day, what do you want the result to be? The election's not going to be overturned.
No. That's not what we're looking for. I mean, for the Nevada Republican Party, it was about a fair process. And it got more boldened for me is when I was born and raised here. I mean, this is my home, my entire life. When you started to see that there was blatant cheating, and nobody's kind of like turning a blind eye to it. No, a crime's a crime. First it went from there's no voter fraud, and there's just a little voter fraud, and there's not widespread voter fraud. Look, a crime's a crime. When a dead person's vote is stolen, that means it's your vote stolen, my vote was stolen. When those start to happen, when the illegals that are not here legally in this country, when they're allowed to vote, that means your vote stolen, my vote stolen. So it's a matter of the checks and balances that need to be put in place. You know, the mail-in ballots was rushed through in the dark of night. It was done so surreptitiously that everybody's going to have questions about it. And then they get upset at us because we question it. Well, if you wanted a clear and open process, do it in broad daylight so everybody got to see it, so everybody had an opportunity to watch it move forward. You know, they hid behind the pandemic. Okay, fine. We all saw that coming. You even said it. You saw it coming as well as I did. Why do it in the middle of the night? When we called in, we had over 4,000 people that protested the way they were doing it. They didn't care. And Speaker Frierson told Robin Titus to her face, you don't matter, you're in the minority. No one consulted with Barbara Zagapsky, Republican Secretary of State. We don't need your input. Go away. The Republican delegation didn't get the bill until an hour before it was supposed to be heard. So it was not done fairly. It wasn't done bipartisan. It was a very partisan bill. And it was done in the dark of night. So why wouldn't they think we're going to question the process? And when there's irregularities, which there's plenty of, we want to bring those out so that we can make the changes. So it never happens again. This is a crime that took place. People need to go to jail. You need to be held accountable. Whoever's behind it needs to stand up and take responsibility.
One of the things that just came in my email couple of days ago was an email from the state party, state Republican Party, asking to sign a petition. I've said all along that, you know, working through the legislature, because we don't have the numbers or we don't have the governorship, is an impossibility, but that the only way to do this is ultimately via petition. Is there a serious effort underway to put this thing on the ballot?
There's a major effort. It's also to bring light to the crimes that took place here. So there's an issue by signing the petition, by bringing it forward. The legislature needs to know that they're not going to get away with what they pulled, the illegal activities that they pulled in the dark of night, that people are going to be held accountable. And that's what signing the petition. It also makes the movement, gives our voice stronger. It allows our attorneys to move forward with the laws and some type of selective lawsuit.
There you have it. Mike McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us earlier in the program. Stay where you are. We're running a little bit behind tonight. But you know, before we go to break, though, one thing people in the 5 o'clock hour never get to experience is that euphoria that runs through your body when you celebrate the best day of the week. Here it comes, folks. Buckle up.
Oh, man. What day is it?
Oh, you know better.
It's Friday.
Oh, come on. You know it's Friday. Bonus coverage. The Friday song. Folks in the 3 o'clock hour always get to experience that, but folks in the 5 o'clock hour, it occurred to me. In fact, I had some people say, how come you don't play it in the 5 o'clock? Well, we just never have. Anyway, like I say, we are running way behind. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. R-E-P-A-I-R-S-M-I-T-H.com, code R-A-D-I-O.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. Won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday. By the way, I love super serving the audience and giving you more of the Friday song. It is so much fun. I got to tell you, I watched, I would say 2 or 3 hours of the proceedings today, which is most of it. They went about, 2.5, 3 hours? It was really, really good. One of the things that David Schoen did, I thought, was made a big to-do about the lack of due process, you know, that evidence hasn't been scrutinized. Let's go to cut one real quick. We'll see if I can squeeze this in before we leave you today. This was David Schoen just a couple of hours ago on the floor of the United States Senate.
Throughout the course of today, my colleagues and I will explain in some detail the simple fact that President Trump did not incite the horrific, terrible riots of January 6th. Will demonstrate that, to the contrary, the violence and looting goes against the law and order message he conveyed to every citizen of the United States throughout his presidency, including on January 6th. First, though, we would like to discuss the hatred, the vitriol, the political opportunism that has brought us here today. The hatred that the House managers and others on the left have for President Trump has driven them to skip the basic elements of due process and fairness and to rush an impeachment through the House claiming, quote, urgency, close quotes. But the House waited to deliver the articles to the Senate for almost 2 weeks, only after Democrats had secured control over the Senate. In fact, contrary to their claim that the only reason they held it was because Senator McConnell wouldn't accept the article, Representative Clyburn made clear that they had considered holding the articles for over 100 days to provide President Biden with a clear pathway to implement his agenda. Our Constitution and any basic sense of fairness require that every legal process with significant consequences for a person's life, including impeachment, requires due process under the law, which includes fact-finding and the establishment of a legitimate evidentiary record with an appropriate foundation. Even last year's impeachment followed committee hearings and months of examination and investigation by the House. Here, President Trump and his counsel were given no opportunity to review evidence or question its propriety. The rush to judgment for a snap impeachment in this case was just one example of the denial of due process.
I thought it was a much better performance for the Trump team. I thought they hit the home run today. I really honestly do. Stay where you are. We'll close it out for a Friday and get you ready for the weekend. The President's Day weekend. We're working on President's Day. Just an alert to our entire crew that we're working on Monday. I promise you. Right here on AM 670 KMCQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Get into the hottest performing sporty sedan, the all-new redesigned 2021 TLX. With its superior handling, optional drive modes, and advanced technology, it is the best sporty sedan on the road today. And lease a 2021 TLX for only $369 per month. Plus, the first payment is on us. Enter to win a Las Vegas Raiders autographed Josh Jacobs football with test drive. Only at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
OAC, $38.99 due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dock fees. 36-month lease. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Expires 1/4/20.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
To protect her home and family in a disaster, Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm going to give the last word to Gentleman Jim Dallas. Gina Carano. Does that name ring a bell? Jim, explain.
Well, she's been in the news the past few days because Disney Plus fired her because she said something that was conservative. How dare her?
Oh, my God.
She's a former MMA star, and she's was raised in Las Vegas. In fact, her father is a gaming executive and a former UNLV quarterback. But she has finally found another spot. She is going to partner with the conservative site Daily Wire and she's going to produce and star in a film made exclusively for the site's members.
I think that's great.
Really,
it is time that conservatives banded together. Maybe it's going to end up. I don't know. Maybe it's going to end up being like Larry Klayman says, a peaceful revolution. Maybe that's what we need to begin to talk about, is some form of peaceful revolution in our country. Larry Klayman says he's going to lead the he's going to lead it. Let's see how quickly Twitter and Simon and Schuster and all these different people try and shut him down. See how that works. That's going to do it for this week. Man, what an amazing week. Thank you so much for making us a part of your ride home. Until we join you on Monday, and by the way, we'll have a live show on President's Day. No best of. We'll be with